The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Jackie on the phone today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Really good.
We're great.
Yeah, we're good, but we're not wrong about anything. What are you wrong about? Or what do you think you're wrong about?
Ever.
Okay. I need your input. Okay. Am I wrong? I have this good friend, my good friend Carissa. You know, we're friends. That's all great and stuff. But whenever we go shopping, whenever we go to like a makeup counter anywhere, mall, whatever, she tests all the makeup. You know, that's fine. I get that. But with like lipstick, and this is where I'm getting caught up. With lipstick, instead of like sampling it on the back of her hand or getting like a little Q-tip swab, like little Q-tip put it on her lip, she straight up takes the lipstick, the sample, puts it on her lips, like direct contact with her lips,
right,
with the lipstick, and then puts it back and then goes on to sample another one. She's not, there's no in between the sample lipstick that has touched a million hands and
right,
a million lips. And Carissa's lips. It is disgusting and weird to me. And I want to know, am I wrong? Is this what everybody does? Or
nah, it's pretty gross.
Just walking around with a gross mouth that
yeah,
I don't know about with all these germs.
Jackie, let me ask you a question. Is Carissa like? Is this the type of girlfriend that you kiss or no?
No, she's
oh, okay,
like not definitely not. If I know this, but she's just like my good friend.
Okay, all right. So she's not like your.
Regardless, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're kissing her, then it directly affects you. But if you're not kissing her, then who cares how dirty her mouth is?
Well, I mean, it's like a public health thing, and it's hard to be friends with somebody when you see them do something you think is so gross.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I don't know where she's getting it from.
So you're basically calling because you're worried about the public health problem that could result.
I think
it
could be an outbreak of something. Who knows? I mean, I don't want her getting mono or anything. I find it really weird and really gross, and I just want to know: am I off? Am I wrong?
No, right. No, you're not.
let's call Carissa. Let's find out what's going on here.
Hello.
Carissa?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Hi.
I'm okay.
Carissa, my name's Mark K. I'm here with Megan, actually, and we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Carissa.
Hey.
Hey. Also, surprise visitor, Jackie, your good friend, is on the phone.
Jackie?
Hey, Carissa.
What's up? What's up, girl?
Carissa,
what's up?
Jackie told us that you think it's totally cool to try all the lipstick samples, you know, like at the counters in the middle of the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said that's gross and you're going to die from some horrible disease and also spread some kind of horrible contaminant to the rest of Jacksonville.
Do you think that's totally cool to do? Like, you obviously...
I've never really thought too much about it, but I'm not diseased or anything.
Right. But there's other people that may be doing that too that are diseased, and you're sticking that lipstick on your mouth. And I guess Jackie's upset, like, oh, well, maybe she may want to kiss you one day, but you have a dirty mouth.
Oh my God.
That's not.
No.
No, I think if anything, it's making me more, it's helping my immune system, if anything.
Oh, it's building up your immune system.
Definitely.
So the lipstick not only makes you look prettier, but makes you like a superhuman.
It makes me stronger, yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, though. Like, technically, like, the people who work there, like, don't want you to, like, put that directly on your mouth because it's a sample for, like...
Look, I just want to try... I just like to try the lipstick.
Right.
And then if I like it, I'm going to get the lipstick.
Yeah, if you like, you'll just buy it.
Yeah.
But if you like it and you buy the lipstick, you're going to get a whole new lipstick. You're not going to buy the sample lipstick, so don't... They have the thing set up so you can use something to sample it with you, like a little cotton swab.
Right, okay. Exactly.
Like, you'll get a new one. I don't understand. I just don't get it.
Okay, all right. Hang on. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't shop for a lot of lipstick myself.
You don't?
No.
Oh, well, that's...
Let's get... Why don't we check out what the common public perception is on this? Like, you test drive a car before you buy it. I get it.
You don't put your mouth on the steering wheel, though.
Sometimes.
Not with your mouth, yeah.
Sometimes I do. 340-9595. Hey, Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you guys?
Great, Sarah. What do you think about this whole scenario? Is it okay to just test the lipstick like that?
No. I don't know if this girl realizes, but if somebody who has like an active cold sore breakout uses that, she could get that. And that's like, doesn't go away. That's forever.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you have an active cold sore, you probably shouldn't be using those lipsticks.
Yeah, but people aren't very smart. I mean, people do things that they shouldn't do. So.
Well, I mean, that is true. That is true. All right. So, all right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. That now I have this gross image of a cold sore in my head.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's better than on my head. So.
I mean, it happens.
It's Heather from happens. Megan's like, it happens, okay?
I mean, it's like, it's very common, but you definitely shouldn't be like using like any type of lip stuff.
Heather, good morning. What'd you want to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been working in dermatology for the last 6 years, and there's nothing wrong with having cold sores and that sort of thing, but if you don't have them and you don't know if someone put that lipstick on and they had staph or all those other nasty things, you don't want to be spreading that all over your face.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just like a sanitary thing. Like, it's not only cold sores, but like if that person's sick, you don't know.
Exactly.
You know, you're spreading germs regardless of what it is.
Why do they even leave those lipsticks out like that? They should have them like, you know. Like, they should have somebody attending them so you don't...
I mean, they usually do. The person is maybe helping someone else and, like, not paying attention or, you know, busy. It's not like they're just like, here, everybody, put them on your face.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Nick from the beaches, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, we're good, Nick. What do you think?
I think it's disgusting, man. Like, she doesn't know who else's raunchy mouth has been on there or what they just got done doing with it.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're putting that thing.
You don't know what someone did with that lipstick before you.
I'm saying, like, what?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Some college dude could have used it to write a letter on his chest on his way to the game.
Guy, like, sticks it in his pants.
Yeah, or you never know. Some guy just licked it.
You really never know.
Melissa from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
doing
what do you?
Great.
Oh, good. What do you think about this girl who just samples the lipstick and puts it back?
I think it's pretty gross. They have little Q-tip sticks there for you for a reason, to rub the lipstick on your lip. And now that she's saying this, it's pretty gross because sometimes I go in there and I don't even wipe the lipstick off myself before I rub the cotton swab on it, and then I put it on my lips. So it's freaking me out thinking that other people are doing this. It's just nasty. I mean, would you go to a bar and drink a beer that's just been sitting there that somebody left? Probably not. So kind of think of it like that.
Megan, I may have done that before.
Megan's done that, I think, yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, God.
Megan's like, not on purpose.
No, I've never done that.
Hey.
Well, you're probably going to get herpes, so there you go.
Thanks so much for calling.
I do not do that.
We really appreciate it. Megan,
I can afford my own beer, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, really. Or I could just get someone to buy me one. Mackenzie, good morning. What'd you want to say?
I wanted to say that if she wanted to, like, see what it looked like, she could just swatch it on her wrist, because I've seen most people that go to the testers, they just swatch it on their wrist.
Yeah, that's what I've done before.
And that's gross, too, because now you're putting something on your face that somebody touched to, like, their hand or their wrist or their whatever.
Oh, if you...
Yeah. Right, like, your hand could be dirty, right? And then you're rubbing on your hand, and then someone else puts it on their mouth.
And then you just go, well, yeah, that's why your hand might be better, because you can just go wash your hands after.
Makeup in general is gross. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And I hear, like, don't women, like, if you share eye makeup, you can get pink eye and stuff like that?
No, that's not a thing.
No, it's totally a thing.
No.
Devin from Fernandina, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Great, Devin. What'd you want to say?
I want to say that I think, yes, it's pretty gross that people will go use a lipstick that's out for everybody to use.
Yeah.
But in her defense, if you're trying to buy a super nice, expensive lipstick, it's really hard to get the exact color on the Q-tip thing. I mean, how are you supposed to test out the lipstick properly, you know, with a little Q-tip? So I guess it's kind of gross, but I kind of, I don't know.
So it's like
a little bit agree if you're buying something expensive, you need to actually test the color correctly.
It's like a necessary grossness is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, if you're spending, like, on MAC lipstick that's not cheap, then yes.
What do they do?
You know, it is pretty gross. So I don't do it, but I a little bit see where she's coming from if she has to test it.
All right.
What do the makeup artists do when you're, like, if you asked that you want to try one? You know, when they do your makeup or whatever, what do? Do they use, like, a...
Yes. No, they're all very sanitary and, like, no, I'm not going to put this lipstick right in your face after this person just used it. They have a whole little Q-tip and cotton ball thing. They make it look pretty good, but they're also, that's their job.
They just asked me to leave the store.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. I'm like, hey, can I try this? I'm like, please leave, sir. We've told you about this before.
For the fifth time.
Cheyenne, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Cheyenne, what do you think?
I think that I mean, you're not really going to change someone's view of things, but if you want to do something like that, maybe try carrying around some kind of disinfectant wipe and wipe it first and then do it with your finger.
That seems like a lot of work just to test the lipstick.
Well, I mean, it's better than getting sick and having to go to the doctor very often, I think.
Well, that is
true. Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Well, look, Chris, a lot of people are saying basically, you know, yeah. What was?
I was like, what was
like
that?
Like Jimmy Fallon. You're like, ow.
Okay.
Carissa, put the lipstick on her mouth. Ah.
Oh, my God.
Have you never seen the Jimmy Fallon
show? I have, but that was not a good impression.
So maybe you could stop.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll cross my mind, this conversation, the next time we go to the makeup counter.
That's all we're asking.
Or maybe it won't.
Yeah, or maybe it won't. Okay,
all right.
Or maybe
it won't.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll think about this conversation in the future, and maybe it'll make you think twice about, you know, doing something. So,
Just don't do it if you have a cold sore or something. I'm just saying, unsanitary. It's so gross.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. All right. Now that we're talking about herpes, we're going to move on. Good luck, ladies. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.